Well,
I should start calling it the pansy cut. That's what it is.
Why don't humans have like cuts? Do they have a pansy cut? No, but like cuts that would be like, oh no, this is the jock cut.
I don't know.
And this, no, you're a bookworm because you have a bookworm haircut. Mm. And like, no, you're a poodle because you have the poodle cut.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should assign some cuts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, okay, the what is it, what do they call it? You know, the short in the front and long in the back. What is that
the
called?
The mullet?
The mullet, yeah. Uh-huh. So that's got to be some sort of cut.
No, there's, I think, I've seen those recently. There's some people at work that have those.
Yeah.
No, the worst thing is the mustache, okay? The mustache makes you look like you're a pedophile.
And the thinner it is, like, the worse.
Yeah.
The worse it is.
No. Okay, so if it's really thin, and then if it's really bushy...
That's also just as bad.
Also...
I just blame Hitler, okay? He was the one that called mustaches into question.
People with mustache have an opinion about everything. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
I have. They have something to say. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Would you say that I have a mustache?
No, you have a full beard.
Okay.
You're hiding behind your...
You have a mustache and then extra.
If that's the case, then people with beards have double whatever the mustache brings to the table.
So, Nathan, how's the crypto coming anyway?
Oh, actually, it's going pretty well.
How's our investment?
It's kind of gone down a little bit. Mm-hmm. This week, it's gone up every the last few weeks, and it's gone down just a little bit today. Mm-hmm. This is a nice cool portfolio.
Okay.
And we put in 280.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Here's my retirement right there.
Right there. So. Yep.
Yeah.
I think we need to...
You're looking like you're going to retire pretty soon, Thor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what we need is more tithing, folks, listeners. True believers.
True believers. I like true believers.
Now, here's the real question. I know that we promised last time that we would have the Nice Cult blankets up, the new ones.
We did.
And... I've been assured actually multiple times.
Oh my gosh.
The Nice Cult blanket. Oh yeah, it's totally, it's going to be up next week. It's going to be up next week. I think that was like 3 months ago.
Okay, here's my commitment. And it's only been 2 months.
Okay.
My commitment is that by this weekend, by the second day of this weekend,
by
the end of this weekend, by Easter's, it will be done. It will be up and our website will be updated.
Okay. Is it especially hard to do?
No, it is really simple to do.
Okay.
It's just...
Maybe I'm going to take over the website. I'm going to take over the website and you take over editing because I am doing a crap job.
No, you're doing really good.
Give me this weekend. If not, you can fire me.
So what do we have, Gunnar?
I don't know why anybody doesn't fact check us.
Because
we're right all the time.
Yeah. I do like... This last cult that I have here, I looked at it and there was like, I mean, I read about 4 different articles and there were subtle variations in every one of them. Like, it's like, which is right? You know, anyway, it's kind of frustrating when that happens.
So, all right.
Even when we're right, guys, we still could be proven wrong.
And it's usually the source material. It's not us.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so I asked, not this week, but the week before, I asked, hey, who's better looking, Antonio Banderas or Brad Pitt?
Okay,
Banderas.
I think Banderas has a good accent.
He's a very sexy man.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he grew on me. I didn't like him as much at first.
Brad Pitt, when he was younger, he didn't look manly enough for me. He's kind of growing a little bit on me, but I still think
Brad Pitt's better looking. Antonio Banderas is a little too...
Don't offend me.
Okay, I won't offend you.
Neither of them are my man of the year kind of...
Well, look. It's been 30 years or something, right? Or 20 years since they would have been your man of the year?
Right. Since Interview with the Vampire, where you first fell in love with Antonio Banderas.
He wasn't
in there.
Yeah, he was.
No, Brad Pitt was.
Tom Cruise.
Both of them were, and Tom Cruise.
Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, look it up. I don't lie. When it comes to the Interview with the Vampire, I do not lie.
You're probably telling the truth.
I don't know. He seems that's the one
thing.
Was Antonio Banderas in Interview with the Vampire?
Yes, Antonio Banderas was in Interview with the Vampire, where he played the role of Armand. Banderas was a part of the cast that included Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, and Kirsten Dunst, among others.
Well, it had Tom Cruise in it, so it was a good film.
Seriously, do you like Interview with the Vampire?
No, I thought it had some fun moments in it. Okay. It's not on my list of top 10 or anything.
No, not mine either.
It's on my list of top 10 vampire movies.
Uh-huh. So this is the question back in 20 years ago when... my dad was becoming a psychologist. Which one is it? The one that doesn't do drugs. The one that talks to your mind.
A psychologist.
Yeah, psychologist. So he was doing that, going through school to become a psychologist. And he was big into the Myers-Briggs-Kiersey personality type testing. Mm-hmm. And so we all learned it. And to where we'd meet people and we'd start walking through what they were by just talking with them, and we got really good, like pretty close on almost all of them. And we started doing this thing where we'd say, when someone walked at school so UVU, so someone would say, oh, well, what's my personality type, when we were talking to them, and we'd say, okay, well, you hear the questions. First off, who's better looking, Antonio Banderas or Brad Pitt? And according to the answer, we would tell them what personality they were as a joke. Anyway, okay. So that's why I always ask that, used to always ask that.
Okay, so...
So what's the response here?
Our listeners say, Banderas has a better accent. Pitt is better looking, no contest.
Okay.
All my votes go to Mr. Brad Pitt. I mean, have you seen his butt?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. Haven't you seen Troy or whatever it is?
No, I never have. I never really looked at his butt.
Or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I haven't looked at his butt. But
does he show his butt in that one?
In my imagination, yes.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No.
Well, all things are possible.
Let's see.
Antonio. That was the other one. So we had two for Brad Pitt being the better looking and one for Antonio. So I think it's...
two out of three.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. His accent is better. You think Hugh Jackman?
No, that's the only butt I think I'm recalling right now that I've seen.
You're talking about the Days of Future Past.
Yeah, Wolverine. Yeah.
Oh, man. Callie started blushing when she saw that. This woman I know started blushing when she saw that. Oh, man. That's the only superhero movie. She's like, hey, let's go watch that one again.
You're like, why? Oh,
he's good looking enough that I actually remembered it. And from now. Yeah. That was a while back. I was like, yeah.
It was a nice rump for sure.
Uh-huh. The old rump roast.
Dear Bishop, I am currently burning through your podcast and I noticed that you are missing on a couple of really interesting mid-European serious and less serious organizations / cults. I was wondering if you have any plans on digging more into it in the future. Angels of Light is a great example, but believe me, there is more. If you can't hear, Thor is taking a pen out and writing down this suggestion.
In the official Nice Cult notebook.
Yeah. Angels of Light, huh?
Angels of Light is a great example, but believe me, there is more. Here's one link for you to enjoy. Greetings from Poland.
Okay.
Now, there we go. And there's the link, Thor.
I think I put down angles of
light. Yeah, I was going to say, why angles of light?
Well, okay. Nathan, my creativity not only appears in the way I write, but my spelling as well. So,
That is true. You're very creative.
I remember I was in high school once and I had my dad proofread a paper. And he came up and he's all laughing. He's like, Thor, you misspelled the same word four different ways. And none of them were right in that paper. How did that happen? And I'm like, Dad.
I seriously thought I was the worst speller on earth. You have proven me wrong.
There's no question. I am the worst speller. So.
So.
I've almost taken pride in it now. You know, it's just if you have a flaw, sometimes you just have to love it.
Now, we do have. So now I'm going to read the email from Brian.
Okay.
And let's read it. Love that one of your listeners gave feedback on my presentation of the Nice Cult. In response, I agree that the New York Post is definitely a right-leaning news source. So the quote from the article was definitely biased to the right. However, what was not biased are the simple facts presented in the article. The school is in question did have those teaching practices and the cited differences of content and approach between white students and students of color. Like it or not, those are the facts. Facts don't care about a leaning. It is also an interesting fact that other left-leaning newspapers did not run the story. The choosing to not run this story displays their own inherent biases.
Or it was a slow news day for them.
Sir Brian.
Or a fast news
day. Knight of the Nice Cult. Brian, okay, first off, we're going to call you to repentance. That was a jerky way of correcting someone. That was super jerky.
I found it to be incredibly self-righteous, not jerky.
Oh, is that what it was? Self-righteous. Okay.
But I thought it was funny, too.
Not that the facts are not there. That's true. Those are facts. But I think what people are getting the most upset about is thinking that that's how everyone is. So our every single teaching of teaching people how to be more inclusive, every single one of them does not do the same thing that those people did. They do not separate blacks from whites. That's not a common practice.
Yeah, hopefully that's the exception, not the norm.
So, yeah, we were pointing out the extremists on the end that push so hard on it that they're trying to manipulate people rather than convince. Is that fair? And that's the difference, I think, in it. So I'm going to call Brian to repentance. Now you definitely need to go on a quest.
Oh, I thought he was going to buy a Nice Cult blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe so, the quest will be to buy a Nice Cult blanket.
Yeah, once Nathan actually gets them out.
Okay.
All these poor people wanting to buy a blanket, Nathan.
And these sinners that have no way to hide their sin.
Without that blanket.
I apologize. And I may buy one myself. Yeah. Just to make up for it, to hide my own sins.
I have to admit, this is the new style, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so clever.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this for quite a while. I like
to build. The reason why is I'm trying to build anticipation.
Okay. No one's going to believe us that it's out. All right, you should all go and check out right now and see if it's posted up. If it's not,
see if Nathan is a man of his word.
If it's not, then I just can't. I don't know what to do. Do you guys agree this one?
100%. No, actually. I think it was pretty funny, and it was nice.
Oh, it was funny?
And the fact that...
Oh, it wasn't self-righteous or anything?
Well, it was. It was. But he actually sent us a response, and, you know, any response is a good response right now.
Okay, well, there we go. I did hear from someone, they're saying how they have a black child or a couple black children, and their experiences are something different. But
that'd be interesting to have them get on it. I'd love to hear them talk about that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, and if they, I'm kind of interested to see if people experience like white privilege, or if they experience how they experience lack of white privilege or no privilege or whatever that is. Maybe it's not as much of a deal as some people say.
Maybe it isn't. It's just when you see it posted in media things, maybe not everyone's thinking that way. But when I start hearing people say white privilege.
But maybe it's more prevalent. So it'd be nice to get a different perspective.
Maybe it is. I don't think so. At least not here.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong. I mean, I do have some friends, at least in high school, that were racist. It was really weird, and I would fight them on it all the time. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. If you grew up where I grew up, if you grew up in Las Vegas, you know, where there's Mexicans around. Yeah, I was just like, I don't have any problem with Mexicans. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do know that, like, in the South, because I spent some time down there, it is a different culture. And so there's more because there's more tension. Blacks live in one part of a town, and so why is that? It'd be interesting to see what those perspectives are.
Yeah, you can cut this out of the podcast. It's racist.
Yeah, right? She is. I remember that.
I can cut it out.
Yeah.
you should. You really should on this one.
Yeah, she's racist. Yeah. It's and she swears up and down. She isn't while talking about how horrible Mexicans are. It's just like, okay.
Well, as long as they stay on their side of the fence.
And don't play with my kids.
No, I...
Anyway.
Okay. Kind of I weird. Don't know. It's the white privilege one gets me. Just because mm-hmm. I'm like...
Well, we do live in a place that you wouldn't experience it as much.
Of course, you wouldn't.
Well, we don't see it as much.
I don't think you'd experience it at all. Really,
although
really.
We are no. Well, we're getting in Utah is becoming more and more Latin American. There's more and more Latin Americans here, which I think is kind of cool. So, for me, what really matters the most is: are you a member of the Nice Cult or not?
Yeah. So we are biased.
So yeah, we are biased. We like people to be nice. If they're not, if they're a member of the other cults, we tend to have a harder look on those. So yeah. So guys, join up.
Oh.
So.
People keep on telling me, I can't believe that you all said that the woke movement or whatever was a cult.
I didn't say that. I said it was a religion.
Oh, you said it earlier.
And I said it has cult tendencies.
Yeah. I think everyone's missing the point. Cults are not necessarily bad, okay? A lot of us belong to organizations that a lot of people consider to be cults.
Yeah.
Okay? It's okay. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. It's okay. Okay. Okay.
I mean, there are leaders of certain organizations that called blue jeans sex trousers.
Which one was this? Is this Brigham Young? Okay.
Yeah, he didn't like blue jeans.
He's right though, because whenever I have blue jeans on, Callie comes.
You know someone who...
This person I know comes a calling. So you know when I have my blue jeans on,
you're getting the lucky. Ladies...
Levi was on his hit list, wasn't he?
Yep. It was the rivets. It's the rivets.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're lagging, guys. Maybe it's time to get into some culty stuff, okay?
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay,
Thor, what do you have for... Oh, wait, Nathan, you need to ask Thor.
What do I need to ask him?
You need to ask him, what are you doing on your phone?
Oh, well, I have something for later. I don't have anything to ask him. What are you talking about?
You're supposed to ask him, Thor, what do you have for us today?
Oh, am I? So, Thor, what do you have prepared for us?
Welcome to another episode of Mom, I Joined a Cult. The only podcast about cults by an actual cult. Listen as we examine other cults, discuss what they did right and what they did wrong, and then build our own cult from the ground up. And now your hosts,
Gunnar,
Nathan,
and Thor.
Well, I've got an interesting cult here. And to tell you the truth, I'm wondering if we've done it before. I hope we haven't. Knights of the Crystal Blade.
No.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
It doesn't sound familiar.
After a while, they start running in together. You know, and I read this, and at first I was like, oh, this is crazy stuff. There's no way we talked about it. Then I was like, did Nathan mention something like this? And I was, like, too busy trying to come up with witty rebuttals to actually pay attention to the cult, you know? Anyway, I'm glad that I didn't. So, okay. Knights of the Crystal Blade. This is another Utah cult, guys. And it's one of those kind of weirder ones that
I like the sound of it.
You're going to curse me for it later on.
Oh, no, it's not going to have devil worshipping.
No, it's not devil worshipping, but just as bad. Okay, so Knights of the Crystal Blade was created by Samuel Schaefer and John Coltharp. Schaefer and Coltharp. I hate talking about these things. So anyway. What? good.
That's what you're going to say. You're like, Schaefer. Ah, Schaefer.
Well, Schaefer. So anyway, I don't have a whole lot on Coulthard. But I do have a whole lot on Schaefer because when he was in jail, he wrote down kind of autobiography of how things developed. And so I've got a little bit, some pieces of that right now. So I'm going to talk about it.
So he went to jail. Can we talk about first the time period this is from?
He went to jail in 2018.
Oh my gosh, this is really recent.
Yeah, and it was on the news. I mean, I looked up, and it was all over on the news. But the problem is that I don't watch the news. I don't have TV. So, yeah, and so this is
I get all of my news from Trump rallies.
That was good, Nathan. I was talking to a guy today. He was talking about the border. You know how sometimes things dip into your therapy or your patient sometimes dip into things. He was saying, "Yeah, they at the border they let people in and they give them a phone and a credit card." And I gave him a look. He's like, "Well, I don't know if that's really true or not. That's what I've heard." It was like.
You gotta fact check.
Yeah, I was like, I fact checked that a little bit better. Let's talk about Samuel Schaefer. So he was kind of he had some health issues. He had some muscle control difficulties and stuff like that. Couldn't do sports and stuff like that. So he grew up and he did a lot of reading. He studied a lot of religion, Buddhism and Muslims and the Bible, the Book of Mormon. And when he was really young, he had a vision. He looked into a flame and it grew green. And then he saw worlds and planets and stars without end. Saw the universe. He thought that was really cool. He went over to his role-playing group.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Nice. Already, this is semi-autobiographical.
I know, totally. And he talked to him about this, you know, the visions that he had. And they'd had, like, similar visions and different things like that. And they decided that they were going to attain enlightenment as a group. And so they gathered together and they
rolled
practiced.
A natural D20.
You're right on the
line. What?
So anyway, they studied enlightenment and stuff like that. And one of the guys in the group was especially good. And he had them gather together all the six-sided dice. And he rolled them all and they all came up as sixes. And... this is, I know, it's so role-playing geek and geekdom. So
far, this is the best cult of the season, but go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I know what we're taking on!
So unfortunately it gets worse. They were discovering enlightenment and they do things as a group. Like they could teleport. They did some teleportation stuff. They destroyed a cell tower that was spreading out mists of darkness that was dumbing down everyone in Provo. So like Stranger Things kind of thing going on, okay?
Okay.
This is why you don't mix Dungeons and Dragons and LSD.
They really destroyed this? Or they did it with their magic?
They had magic devices.
That destroyed it.
Did they physically destroy it? Or did they, on paper, destroy this thing?
I don't know, Nathan. Okay. I'm just going according
to
the
autobiography. They cast a magic missile.
Okay. Because I don't remember any cell tower being destroyed. So.
Well, it was in the form of a cell tower. It really wasn't a cell tower.
It was something
to bring out mists and enslave the population of Provo.
That makes sense.
But they saved Provo. So later on, he served a LDS mission. And he came back home and he started delving more into the... fundamentalism aspects of the LDS religion, and he got married, and he grew more and more certain that the fundamentalism was the way to go, that and the Norse gods existed. So,
does this guy have any connection with the previous?
What?
'Cause we had that. Utah religion that the guy thought he was a descendant of Thor.
Interesting. So he started receiving revelations. He started prophesying, stuff like that. But what happened was he was walking along one day and a goat-headed hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
Thank you. Hermaphrodite. grabbed him and told him that he needed to do a blood sacrifice. And he's kind of put it off. He's like, well, let me think about it.
When a goat-headed hermaphrodite tells you to do a blood sacrifice, you do the blood sacrifice. Everyone knows that.
So anyway, he's like, okay, I got away from that. Thank heavens. But a couple days later, some guys in a van stopped out and they grabbed him and they threw him in the van and they were chanting at him. It's like, say the blood sacrifice spell and be exalted, or don't do it and be damned. And they kept on yelling at him and pulling on him. And he confused him. He said, I'm really Hindu, guys. And so they kind of let him go and he walked away and he's like, wow, I am done with that. No more crazy stuff. I just want to be a dad to my daughter, you know? And, yes, Gunnar, you want to say something?
What the hell?
I want to subscribe to this guy's newsletter.
He's like, no more of that. As if people are really doing that to him, okay?
Well, it didn't stop him for very long, okay? Because he kind of got into it. He was having some problems with alcoholism and other things. And he was still doing the fundamentalism stuff. And I guess there's chat rooms out there and stuff like that where you can talk about this sort of stuff. And he...
What part of fundamentalism? Is he talking about, like, he wanted multiple wives?
Like, or fundamental LDS, right?
Fundamental LDS. So, yeah, when I'm saying fundamentalism, I mean a fundamental LDS. So it's going to be, you're going to be hitting a whole lot of polygamy stuff. Yeah. And you might be hitting some Adam God theory.
Blood oath,
maybe. United Order. I don't know. Things like that. The stuff that isn't really mainstream LDS religion anymore, but at one time kind of was. So
I don't think the Adam God theory really was mainstream.
It was preached from conference floor.
Brigham Young was a component proponent of it.
As far as I know, no one believed anything that Brigham Young said.
No. Are you kidding? People did, really? but you're right, it didn't catch on. It wasn't an incredibly popular belief, obviously, since But Brigham Young thought it was a good possibility. I'll just say it that way.
He thought those pilgrims on the moon. So
yeah. So anyway, man, if Did only. He? So eventually, he got together with a guy named John Colthorpe. They promised each other their daughters as brides. So.
As long as they're consenting and adults.
Yeah, as long as they're 7 and 8 years old and...
But they meant later, no. Not now.
How is his wife in this whole experience? Is she going along with him all
full-heartedly? You know, I haven't found anything. Now, John Colthorpe, he got divorced, okay? So he had like four kids, something like that. A couple boys and two daughters. And I know that Samuel had at least one daughter. And so they came together. They formed their own religion called Knights of the Crystal Blade. And they had a page online and stuff like that, of course, just like we do, right?
We do.
Yeah.
So that someone used to update desperately.
I think our name is better, though.
Oh, yeah.
Knights of the Crystal Blade.
I don't know.
It's just too roleplay gamey.
Yep.
It is. In fact, someone has described their religion as fundamentalist meets D&D.
That's
awesome. Because they had some crazy beliefs. Let's talk a little bit about some of their beliefs. Okay, so did you know that our mountain ranges are enormous... petrified trees that have fallen over anciently and then dirt got on them. So, yeah. You didn't know that, did you? You know that the Chinese and the Muslims are going to take over America and that's going to cause the apocalypse, the end of days. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I believe that one over the tree thing.
Yeah.
Not only do the Norse gods and the Greek gods exist, but there is a eternal bird god called Nazor. So,
Okay.
The earth is not only flat, but it's hollow inside, with races living underneath. And Hitler was a prophet.
There's a lot to unpack
So those were some of the beliefs that they expelled, along with the regular, you know, fundamentalist stuff. So,
I mean, you might say Hitler was a prophet, just a prophet for the other side.
Possibly.
It's interesting that, like, Hitler wrote the Mein Kampf in jail, and this guy wrote his autobiography in jail. Like, that he's kind of taking a page from...
Have you ever read Mein Kampf?
No.
No.
Thor, don't even look at me when you ask that question.
Oh, one of these days, I am going to have to read it, or at least kind of look through it.
I kind of want to know more.
Yeah, more the craziness, what the belief system was.
He wrote this before he took power?
Yeah, after World War II, before World War One.
While he was in jail.
World War II,
after World War One, before World War II.
He went backwards in time. He started as a Benjamin Button.
Yeah, no, it was, I think he wrote most of it while he was in jail.
Why did he go to jail for?
Because he was trying to take over the government. Yeah. His path to power was very interesting. Find it fascinating how some of these people get into power that shouldn't have been there. You know, it's like, and most of Germany at the time was not really a big fan of him. But that's not what we're talking about
that's
here.
Another
okay?
story.
So yeah, that's another story. So I talked a little bit about the interesting beliefs that they did. They started getting some followers. Not a whole lot. They got about a half dozen.
That's basically a D&D group.
You're right. That's a good role playing section right there. One of them was one guy from Idaho gave them some money to buy some land.
Funyuns and Dr. Pepper.
Classic. And no, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's way better than Mountain Dew. I mean, Mountain Dew would be better than Dr. Pepper.
Buy some land down in southern Utah. So they bought some land and put together a compound. They did the old shipping container compound.
Nice.
So, yeah, I know, but it's kind of made me leery of shipping containers now. I was like, I don't want to follow Knights of the Crystal Blade. No shipping containers for me.
Well, let's not rule it out just yet, Thor.
Okay. It's just, it now leaves a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. Well, you know, like caffeine does. You know, that slightly bitter aftertaste on the tongue. Yeah, so.
I enjoy it, but it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they got one guy. Another guy they got, this is so bad, Robert Rowe. They got him to convert... after they promised him a child bride as well. So anyway, they got together and they married each other's daughters. And
what age are they?
7 and 8 years old. And so they lived there out in the middle of nowhere, traveling around for quite a while.
Oh my gosh, I do remember this.
Uh-huh.
I remember this as a news story. I just remember that part. I don't remember the crystal... I mean, but it's ringing a bell now.
Okay. Yeah. So it was in the news quite a bit, supposedly. As I say, I don't watch the news, though. So the whole thing came to a head kind of in 2018 when John Coulthard got divorced from his wife. His wife got full custody of the kids, but he snagged them all and ran off and then married off one of his daughters to... his good friend, Samuel, there. So she finally got the ball rolling, or she got the authorities to get the ball rolling to get her kids back. And so they went over, I guess he had a house over in Spring City, kind of where our property is.
Yes. A little bit. Close to the Nice Coat compound.
Yeah, he was arrested December 1st, 2017. And he's like, the kids aren't with me. They're with my buddy, Samuel Schaefer. And so there was an Amber Alert put out, and actually it was December the 4th, they did a raid on that property down, it's like an hour or two out of sight of Cedar City.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. And they did a raid on that, and they found, I think it's Samuel Schaefer's parents and the two boys there. And they're asked, like, where's everyone else? Where's Samuel? Where are the girls? And they're like, oh, Samuel took them out camping. I can't believe that he had his parents there, and they're like, "Oops, dumpty dum, everything's fine." You know, oh, that's horrible. So, that's so sick. So they put out an Amber Alert. They searched all over the place. Finally, they found him, like, the next morning, walking around a couple miles away. They stopped him, and he led him to the kids. He had two of the girls were in this kind of camper, and the other two were in a 50-gallon rain barrel with a blanket, and it was December and freezing. And they were been exposed to the elements for 24 hours. Just
so they all right?
Yeah, they turned out okay.
Eesh. Oh, wow.
But
that's...
So...
That's a close call.
Yeah. So anyway, they both were arrested. And they both pled guilty, believe it or not. Although one of them later was tried to change his mind and sent a letter to the judge. He's like, "Oh, I was wrong. I need to change my plea." And he was like, "Too late, buddy." anyway, they got 26 years to life, is what they got. And this other guy, I can't remember what he got. Robert Rowe, but he was tried as well. I think convicted. I don't think quite as long, but he claims that nothing happened. These two guys did. They're quite open, and they're like, "I loved her, and she loved me."
And they lost their saving throw against going to jail.
They did.
And
anyway, so that's about
for you,
it.
For all of you that don't know what that is, he needed to roll a 20 on the 20-sided die.
He rolled a 1 instead and critically failed.
So, guys, that's about it. Do you have any questions? I might be able to answer some of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is interesting. This is a good one.
Yeah, but just, it's really fun. I love the role-playing fun stuff, and then it gets into child brides.
Yeah, it went dark.
And that really turns my stomach. I really have a hard time with that one. I do. And they completely justify it, and as far as I know, are still like, yeah, that's what the Lord wanted, you know. It's like,
what you horn dogs wanted.
Yeah. This is the worst aspect. This is polygamy at its worst.
Yeah.
It's basically where you're selling off your daughters to get other wives kind of thing.
Yeah.
That is just polygamy at its worst. It's horrible. It's horrible.
I mean, I don't have a problem with polygamy.
Well, yeah, but this...
If it's consenting adults.
Consenting adults, polygamy, I don't really have a problem with it. That's fine to me.
But
when it comes to what goes on behind closed doors, that kind of... Where giving your children to someone else, yeah.
Yeah.
The grooming of the children, like, you know, grooming the 13 and 12-year-olds, you know, that that just, for me, sickens me.
Yeah.
This is definitely a cult.
What? Yeah, no. it is. It's completely agree.
What would it take to get your D&D group to form a cult like this? And I don't...
Well, it wasn't the D&D group that did it, although they had their own little adventures, supposedly, but...
I mean, when you're that out of Funyuns, and there's no Mountain Dew for miles.
These guys are young right now. They're in their 30s.
30s or 40s, yeah. Samuel was the guy who was getting revelation, but there's according to some people who knew him both and stuff like that, John was the guy that was really, really kind of running things, you know, influencing Samuel to say this or that or stuff like that. I don't know how true that is, but...
I can believe it.
It's always good to have a fall guy.
Yeah, well, they're both screwed regardless.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the culty?
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the culty. Now we discuss what this week's cult did right and where they got it all wrong.
The good.
You know, they saved Provo, guys.
They saved Provo from a tower.
It's nice to use your imagination.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed the Norse gods, okay? I have a special place in my heart for them.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, the Greek gods are just seem so selfish and all they care about is sex. You know what I'm talking about? The Norse gods seem more of like a...
They just care about war.
Well, but they just, they're more adventurous and
yeah.
I don't know. I just like them better.
The Greek gods, all they care about is sex, but they don't really care about anyone but themselves.
Well, they don't.
They're the most selfish gods there are.
They really are. They're selfish.
At least it feels that way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. I'm just not very impressed with them. But the Norse gods, yeah. They're a lot funner. I like them.
They're like a bunch of kids that are fighting over each other. What? The Norse gods aren't doing that. Like, you know, like not. No, maybe they are. I don't know. The bad.
No, the good.
Oh, I thought we already went through the good.
No, like role playing.
Their name, Knights of the Crystal Blade. No, actually, that's not a good name for it. It's a better name than some, but it's not a great name for it.
Yeah, I've heard worse. But
and this sounds like you would make it up in a like what are we going to call our team? We were Knights of the Crystal Blade.
Yeah.
Look, that's what we are.
There's a crystal blade, and we are the knights of it.
The crystal skull's already taken. Dang it. Crystal Blade.
The bad. Well, obviously, child brides.
Child brides.
Promising your children to other people to get them to convert. Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
Just so bad.
And a lot of their beliefs were just cuckoo bananas.
Flat earth.
Cocoa bananas.
I love that.
Was it a flat earth? I thought it was a hollow earth.
Yeah,
hollow.
They believed it both. So it's a flat earth and hollow, too.
It's flat earth, hollow, and there's people living inside of it.
Yes, and falling off the edges.
It's how can people, do you think really people really believe in flat earth?
I think some people do. It seems so odd.
It just seems like, oh, well, we have gone around the Earth in a spaceship. So is everyone lying?
Not even a spaceship. In a regular airplane. Ship. They go around all the place. And it's like you can see the curve of the Earth if you're looking for it.
You know that guy that, it's a California guy that was going to launch himself on a rocket.
To see.
So he could see it, and then a rocket exploded. I mean, he bailed before it happened, but it was... kind of interesting that was like you could just go up on an airplane look at satellite images.
It wouldn't be that well. It's like, wow, people spend a lot of money for a cover up for this. It's funny that no one can figure that out. And people are traveling to Australia and so on and so forth, and they can't figure that out. Interesting, weird.
There's a guy at my work. They used to work there, and he was a flat earther. He loved to get people riled up. He was just playing along, though. He's like, yeah, most people don't believe this stuff. A lot of the stuff out there is just to make people upset. But there are some people that buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
But most people that are flat earthers really aren't. They're just doing it to be upsetting.
Well, that, you know what? I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's fun to rile everyone up.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I need to tease people. Bad. Well, anything else?
Oh, do we already do the bad?
Yeah, the bad. Well, the child brides, some of their crazy beliefs. That's kind of otherwise.
Yeah.
They weren't. That's pretty much everything. So I'm not gonna say they weren't too bad. Besides that, but that's almost everything.
Just to tell you guys, you know where I got this from? Sophie was like, "Thor, you need to do this cult." Evidently, she saw this video of the policeman actually getting the girls out of the rain barrels.
Oh my gosh!
The cams. Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't really look for it. I assume I could find it somewhere. But
those barrels are for pickles, not children.
And Peter Piper.
And Peter Piper.
Yes. Okay. So the culty guys.
I think we need to roll die to make decisions.
We should some decisions based off of dies. Yeah.
Okay.
This week. No, maybe it's all your marriage decisions.
Get a die out.
All of your marriage decisions.
I know you've got some dice around here somewhere.
I do. I have die somewhere. No, Brian took them all.
Oh, okay.
So, but you need to roll either a 20-sided or a 12-sided. Our preferred is 12.
And anything above 6 is yes, and anything below 6 is no. And if it's six, then text Gunner. At the nicecult.com. Gunner at the nice cult. Oh, Bishop at the nice
cult. So if it's a 12, it's like a really big yes then, yeah. Right? Seven is kind of a yes, maybe-ish.
So what what you need to do as a loyal Nice Cult member, you need to make a major decision this week using die rolls.
So I have to tell you guys, I have done this before in my life, okay? So there was a time when I was really having a hard time making decisions. And so I employed the dice technique. And the interesting thing is that once I rolled the dice and the dice told me either it was something that was like, okay, I can do this, or I immediately said, in other words, once the decision was made for me, I could immediately say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to do it the other way.
Then you knew what you were really thinking.
Exactly. Yeah, and interesting. I had a hard time finalizing things. So I'd roll the dice and to decide for me, and then I'd decide. You know, because that was the decision. I'd be like, no, that I'm not going to decide it that way. Or, yeah, that's exactly how it should be. But anyway, it actually helped me out.
Huh. So I wonder if, I like that idea. I wonder if we should, instead of, I think that's good that we adopt it, but how about if we asked our listeners to write in a question and leave it up to us to answer it with a die, and we can do it live.
Oh, I like that. Next week.
Next week. You tell us what the question is.
You give us a question.
And we'll do the die and we'll roll for it.
We'll roll for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll roll for you. Sounds good.
If you get a critical fail or success on them, we're going to have some other options that will happen.
But, and maybe don't make it too life-changing. Like, if should I get married? Should I ask you to marry me? And then it's up to us to... Maybe we
the
should.
The answer will always be no. Because if you're relying on us for that question...
So write in to bishop@thenicecult.com. Or should we have a...
We'll have it as a question of the week.
Okay, question of the week. Mm-hmm. I like it. And next week, the website will be updated with our merchandise.
So it will be updated by the time this episode is out.
Yep.
We hope you had fun with us as we explored this week's cult. Join our adventure next week as we continue to build our cult one belief at a time. Until then, if you're going to join a cult,
join the Nice Cult! Do